Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
So I asked the waiter last night, I said, what do you have with no fat, no sugar? And he said, napkins. True story. John Potter. It's live and local. This is the hour that we give away Donny Osmond tickets for the Silver Legacy. He's performing in August, but we have tickets for you to win this hour. South Reno Post on Nextdoor.com reads the following. And by the way, this is an all local news and events show with a little bit of I can't control myself national stories, too. But OK, so this is a big local issue, friends. At least I think it's big. Again, a South Reno Post on Nextdoor.com reads as following. I've been a witness to mass amounts of teenagers loading up their arms with as many grocery items as they can carry at the Safeway on Steamboat Parkway and running full speed to their car and speeding off. I've witnessed four of these events in 48 hours. People piling into one vehicle with way more than they could carry and run with. I chatted with Safeway management about what I witnessed. They all told me that this exact behavior has been ongoing every day for a while and that there is nothing they can do about it. Safeway says a few times per day, every single day, this will make a company close their doors or increase each product cost substantially, a $500 to $1,000 loss per day of shoplifting that forces a grocer to increase their prices on us. Okay, I've seen this too. You know, at first, when people talked about it, I immediately think of San Francisco. If you watch the uncensored news, you'll see they run stories about what people have done to stores, Union Square, smashing windows, grabbing, running off, Walgreens, putting all their products behind. I don't know if they've done this in Reno, but in California, they put their products behind these locked covers, plexiglass covers. So I've seen this too locally recently, and this is why I bring it up. I have seen this about three times so far this year, not at Safeway though. Last time was at Grocery Outlet on Kitski. I never brought this issue up because I thought they were very rare events in our town. But I did ask at a Save Mart why they had no carry baskets anymore. And the clerk told me they were all stolen by shoplifters because it's convenient for them. And from the comments to that post on Nextdoor.com, I think there's like 200 some comments on this from people saying, yes, I think I saw the same exact thing happen. I couldn't believe it. This brazen shoplifting is happening a lot recently. People running or even just walking with filled carts who are not stopped after not paying. Folks, have you seen this too? 775-884-9910. Because if you have, people should know about this, especially if the store is doing nothing about it, which just makes the problem worse. As you know, common sense, the people who get away with something like this will tell their friends and such, and it goes on and on. Can we get a feeling of how common this is? Have you seen this type of crime yourself here in town? If so, people should know about it and change some of these don't interfere with the crook policies. 775-884-9910. Call with what you witnessed locally. Maybe this is an issue that people need to be aware of. From what the replies say about the post, this leave the crook alone and let them go policy is at a lot of stores. Now, what I saw at Grocery Outlet was a young man strolling out with a full basket. The manager followed him, didn't try to stop him, but followed him. The guy just, the thief, just put the basket in the back seat of a car, and he and his partner just drove away right in front of the manager.
Part of what happens with this, John, I think, happened in a few locations, which caused chains to change the system, was that if their loss prevention person went up to that person to stop them and even touch them on the shoulder, the chain was being sued for assault. And so it was costing him more in assault charges in lawsuits than it was items going out the door.
So there's really no solution for that. So what, with the stores doing nothing, guaranteed the prices that we law-abiding people pay are very obviously just going to go up. But I'm floored that it's that easy now. If you're wondering if these were two hungry guys just trying to survive that I saw a grocery outlet, no. They were well-dressed, new clothes, and the car was a Lexus. I think what started this change happened like 4 years ago. I'll tell you more. Well, yeah, I'll get into that. 4 years ago, the crooks, by the way, are aware of this. In 2019, the Nevada legislature approved AB 236. It's a bill signed by Governor Sisolak that decriminalized lower-level crimes, gave early release to inmates, and replaced jail time with, quote, diversion programs. This bill also reduced penalties for burglary, weakened habitual criminal statutes, and increased the benchmark at which theft became a felony. The threshold for felony theft in Nevada was raised to $1,200. Now, theft below that is now just a misdemeanor. The bill also made parole violations more lenient and reduced penalties for drug possession. Sisolak signed at least 11 other bills characterized as pro-criminal, anti-police, and or soft on crime. By the way, that and the shoplifting epidemic are another two subjects they will not cover on the TV news. If this is news to you, if you did not know this, that's why it did not get the coverage that it deserved. But we know this shoplifting trend obviously came from soft on crime policies. I mean, we always had crooks and everything, but when you make it easy for them, there you go. We have new state laws that favor the poor oppressed criminal. For real. And also, in case you haven't heard, Nevada's prison population dropped by more than 30% from 2020 to 2021 from either early release or catch and release. Those former prisoners are now out on the street. What could go wrong? I actually think it was a crime that people experienced that won the election for Lombardo. But what have you seen? How bad is the situation here in stores? And what can we do? I'm at a loss to think of a solution if this is the law now and our police can't act on this. And as Craig mentioned, the manager won't touch the thief. This is why the grocery outlet manager just follow the guy. That really didn't dissuade the thief at all. I don't think that's an effective anti-theft technique. I'm not bashing the grocery outlet store or any store that is told by their corporate headquarters to not do anything in case that happens. But who suffers? Who pays the price? We do. The law-abiding citizens do, just like we do with any gun laws. It's the law-abiding that has to pay this fee or wait longer or not get this or not get their protection because it makes no sense because the criminals are not going to follow the law in the first place. Okay, enough said. 775-884-9910. Hopefully we'll get some calls on this. We're going to take a break for now. Stick around for those tickets. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk and FM News Talk Time. It's 11:15.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, welcome back, my friends. I'm John Potter. Let's go to the phones. We're talking shoplifting. Is this an increasing trend? We hope and pray not, but it looks that way. Let's go to the phones. 884-9910, our phone number. Martin calling from Reno. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's really nice to hear you on the air, sir. I was just wanted to say that I was working LP at the Walmart on Kitski, and they haven't changed the laws here in Nevada. Like, they still let you stop people. They told us not to put hands on people, but they did put a bunch of extra steps in what you had to do to be able to stop. And I think that what's happening is from the corporate level, these places are changing their policies and pushing that down. I don't think any changes are coming from Nevada itself, though.
What changes did they make in terms of stopping the shoplifter then? They were really pushing
the criteria. You had five criteria that you, and I don't want to give it out over the air because I don't want to embolden shoplifters, but there's five criteria that you have to catch them doing before you can stop them.
Oh, really?
According to Walmart policy.
It can't, listen, you got cameras everywhere. You have the proof right there. You see it. You witness it. You can't just immediately.
That's all you need. But yeah, even if you see it and witness it, as they're running out the door with that cart, if those criteria aren't there, you're not supposed to stop them. We did it anyway because, you know, Kitski was getting to be like the Wild West, you know. Once we started cracking down, you know, it got a little bit better.
Now, I noticed at the Walmart on Damani Ranch now, they actually have a paid security company at each door. So that.
Right.
Yeah. But it's not just the greeters.
What they can do. The LP guys, if they have paid guys at the door, I can almost bet you they have LP guys inside. And basically, the only time this paid security guys will step in is if they're trying to beat the LP guy up.
Yeah. I noticed that if they. If you have anything in your basket that's not bagged, these security guards will stop you and ask to see your receipt.
And that's good. That's
yeah.
Good
so even if it's, yeah, even if it's a loaf of bread and it's not bagged, they'll ask you.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's interesting too, because one of the things I was saying is you see these guys from California that come over and don't know our laws and they think that they can get away with impunity. And I had to tell them more than once, like, hey, I'm in Nevada, you know, abiding by my laws here and exercising every one of my rights. You don't want to see how far I can go to defend myself.
Don't you still have the people who check the receipts after they're through the cash register?
That's what this new security companies are doing. At the South Reno Walmart.
You replace the senior citizen with a security person then.
That's the way it looks at Damani Ranch, yeah. I've been there all hours of days, nights, evenings, and they've been there the whole time.
Martin, thanks for calling. You know what my solution is? Why don't all the stores do what Costco does? And I think Sam's Club does the same. Have a very strict reading of the receipt when you go to the exit.
Yeah. Read the number of items. That's what they're counting at Walmart, or excuse me, at Sam's Club or Costco. They're looking at the number of items and counting the items in your basket. Mm-hmm. And if they don't match up, then they'll look even deeper. But could you see doing that with a $500 basket full of groceries?
Well, I hear people complain about the wait to get out of Costco. It's not that long, even though the line may reach all the way to the hot dogs and the pizza.
Well, that's good for them, you know, sell hot dogs and pizzas.
But they move it fast. The line looks intimidating, but they get it through fast. They have two people checking at the gate. Walmart, oh my gosh, people. Now, not only are people offended by the long line to get out of Costco, they get offended when the person at Walmart wants to look at their receipt. Oh, you're calling me
How dare
thief?
You?
How dare you? Yep. Yes. F full of yourself. Hey. Come on, get over
So, John,
it.
Guess what?
What?
We have a guest.
Yes, we do. Folks, we're going to change the subject to beer, cocktails, and music. The Tap Shack, Carson City's five-star dive bar at 112 Rice Street. That's North Carson by East John Street. It's the neighborhood pub bar with tasty drinks, food trucks, indoor and outdoor seating, and live music every week. Hello, head honcho of the Tap Shack, Sandra Owen.
Hello. Hi, John. How are you this morning?
Very good. You are the new owner. What did you do before this?
Well, I've been in the industry for many years. My grandparents owned the Christmas tree restaurant on the Mount Rose Highway as a child. So I kind of have always been in the service industry and missed it horribly. And so my husband and I, bought the bar in November of 2022, and we're just having a blast.
I was going to say, strolling through your pictures, your gallery on your website, it looks like just people having a ball out there at the Tap Shack. I heard you changed up the place. What was it like before, and what did you do to change it up?
Well, we lightened it up inside because it is a small bar. So we did some painting and just a little bit of decor change, and just made it a little bit, making it that 5-star dive bar. And then we were able to expand our patio. We went 15 feet up into the yard behind us. And so we have a much larger patio, making much more room for music and dancing. And, or if it's just, you want to sit out and smoke a cigar and have one of our draft beers, we just have our that. And then we always had an issue with parking, because it's only street parking on Rice Street. So there was the old Toyota used car lot sitting on the corner of John and Carson Street. And we said, well, let's just take that over. So we did. And we're doing live music and concerts. It's a summer stage concert series throughout until the end of October. Yeah, we have concerts scheduled.
Don't you have neighbors? That's kind of residential, isn't it there?
There's neighbors behind us and are, you know, and around, but they love the music. They have really amazing neighbors. They love the music. And also with the concert series, it's in the parking lot facing Carson Street. So it's really just projecting the music towards the businesses on the highway. So the neighbors aren't, we've made good friends with all of our neighbors.
God bless you. Now, you mentioned the beer. Okay, so I'm reading 14 taps and over 30 bottle and can brands, and a knack, it says, for crafting cocktails, which some you invented. You developed some original cocktails. Tell us about that.
Well, we tried to support all the local breweries. So we have, the Revision beers, IPAs. We're also support Shoe Tree, have those on draft. And then it's been a lot of fun too, getting some beers from the East Coast. So we have a wide variety of these new fleshy beers. They're a fruited sour beer. And a lot of people are just coming just to try those because they're not really available anywhere else. And then as far as our crafted cocktails, you know, sometimes you just get bored and you think, well, let's just come up with something fun. And we do. So we have a banana old fashioned, which is fantastic, and watermelon margaritas for the summer. We're just always trying to keep something fresh and new out there for our customers. And a lot of times our customers are helping us come up with the recipes too. So,
well, your patio looks like somebody's big backyard with a stage. I love it. What a fun atmosphere. It's like going to you're invited to like this big house party. Wednesdays, a local food truck, Thirsty Thursday deals. The patio is heated. Most nights of the week, you have live music or karaoke.
Yep.
And is this true? You have dancing in the parking lot?
Yes, our goal is to have live music Wednesday through Saturdays. And I'm scheduling food trucks on all of those days. And it just becomes a really fun event. As the parking lot concert series, we have cornhole. We have Silver State Cornhole is putting on tournaments. So we're doing cornhole with food trucks, with a beer trailer and cocktails. And it's just a lot of fun. Really, that's what it's about, right?
I can't think of anything this place is missing. Karaoke, we got that down. We got the games you play there, what was that?
Cornhole tournament. Silver State's doing cornhole. We're doing cornhole tournaments. So all of our events are on our website. We have a full calendar of events at the tapshack.beer, and that if you go there, there's a list of all of our events and the times and the food trucks that will be there, so everybody can come in and join in on the fun.
Speaking of fun, okay, I'm not there. I have to give me a fun bar story. Something like, oh my gosh, you won't believe what happened at the Tap Shack. And I bet you got a bunch. Just share me one here.
You know, the weather has been so strange lately, right? You know, with the rain and this, it's like, is it going to rain? Is it hot? And so we had live music. It was a couple weeks ago. We had Ev in the Electric Soup on the patio, and we decided we're just going to go ahead and set up the umbrellas, and we're going to go ahead and do the music, even though it was scheduled to rain. And it just worked out so beautifully because everybody sat underneath the umbrellas. But by the end of the night, everybody was dancing in the rain.
What a scene.
It was so much fun. I know. It was just magical. It was fun. And so you can't let, you know, we just decided we're just going to move forward. Whatever we're doing, whatever we're planning, whether, you know, rain or shine, you know, we're going to make it happen.
What are your hours, Sandra?
We are open at noon every day during the week, and then on Fridays, and we stay open till 10 or 11, usually during on the weekdays. Fridays and Saturdays, we'll stay open as long as people are still there having fun. And on Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays, we open at 11 for those Bloody Mary people, and people come and just want to hang out on our patio. We have a soft seating area with couches, and it's just, the patio is really where it's at. It's
all right, folks. We're talking about the Tap Shack, Carson City, 5-star dive bar at 112 Rice Street. That's North Carson by East John Street, and sounds like a great neighborhood pub bar. Let me ask you personally, though. You said you kind of helped manage the former Christmas tree, and from there you go to the Tap Shack. What surprised you most about going full-fledged to managing a full-fledged bar pub? What were the surprises in that transition?
I don't know if there was very many. I mean, I think you never realize how many hours you're really going to work, you know? So I am working a lot of hours and very hands-on with the bar and our customers. What is really fun about this is the friends that I've made with our customers. The Tap Shack has such a great way of just bringing in really amazing people, and everybody has just, we've created so many great friendships and connections in our community. And we just, and then the music where I didn't plan it, but it's the way it works out, is these beautiful musicians come our way, and now we're actually booking national touring artists on our patio. So we're meeting some really unusual people that we normally wouldn't have met, and that is just really been a true blessing.
All from the little Tap Shack. Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was awesome talking to you, my dear, Sandra Owen. Of the Tap Shack. Yes. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. The more the merrier on this show. Folks, our phone number is 775-884-9910. Talk about anything. I'm still looking for shoplifting stories, what you witnessed here, because I think it's important, and I think people should know about it. It's 1132. We're going to break for Fox News. FM News Talk time, 1132.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter here, live and local every Saturday. Next Saturday on the show, we will have a Nevada legislator give us a wrap-up of the Nevada legislature, everything that passed, everything that did not, the good news and the bad. Live with me, a Nevada legislator that'll give us what happened in this last session. What stupid new laws do we have to live with? Because there are always some ridiculous new laws that are actually, and I productive, and this is why I'm so glad they only meet once every 2 years. I hope they stick with that schedule.
Well, right anyway, now they've extended through Monday, so.
Yes, yes, over the stadium thing in Las Vegas they're trying to push through. Oh, we'll have a lot to talk about that, too. Yeah, more another sweetheart deal, apparently. And we don't care about Vegas, do we? But anyway, next Saturday, Nevada legislator talking about what's good and what was bad from what happened there in Carson City. Okay, we've been promising all morning long Donny Osmond tickets. We have two pair. Donny Osmond is appearing at the Silver Legacy coming up August 13th. We have two pair. Craig had a brilliant question to ask, and we're going to ask you to answer it by text at 775-884-9910. Craig, what is this question you want answered?
The question is, there was a show that Donnie had with one of his siblings. All of the siblings appeared on the show, but only one shared the name in the show.
Isn't he a nice guy? Oh, my goodness. All right, Craig. I know you put a lot of work into that question. I do appreciate it. First two correct answers by text, 775-884-9910. You have tickets to see Donny Osmond at Silver Legacy. We always try to get tickets to win on this show each and every Saturday. Okay, so this is Pride Month. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Budweiser, the queen of beer. What, too soon? But trans is a pervasive thing in our culture now. Social media, popular shows and movies. My goodness, we have CNBC, the business channel, saluting Prime Month every 15 minutes when they report business news. So it's very pervasive. You'll see it in popular shows and movies, advertising campaigns, though my personal feeling, I believe many of these corporations are mistaking tolerance for acceptance. The Bud Light boycott has not stopped. Corporate boycotts, folks, usually last week. So this one has been going on for over 2 months now. Bud Light sales are down 30% overall. You know what? They should just finally apologize and disavow their prior idiocy, and this is done. Anything else, like making posts and commercials and cans saluting our veterans, is pandering, and very obvious pandering at that. Target has lost billions in stock value the past 4 weeks after stocking Pride merchandise. Americans are pushing back. And many of you are saying it's about darn time. This is Pride Month. I don't know if there are any local schools doing any teaching moment or celebration type things. Not that I've seen. Some individual teachers, of course, might. I think really most people here in June are focused on the graduations, the proms, summer. However, the drag queen story times at the library are back. Yes, this is why I'm bringing up this tired, old, worn-out radio talk show topic up once again. The Drag Queen Story Times start up again in less than a week, this coming Thursday, June 15th, 10 to noon, at the downtown Reno Library. Next Saturday, June 17th, 10 to 2 at, my gosh, 4 hours at the North Valley's Library, and Saturday, July 15th. Also 10 to 2 at the Sparks Library. They are not stopping, folks, because the drag community is always there for the kids. And, of course, we have groups of people and companies and even cities that want to ban pronouns and promote gender change, which directly or indirectly pressure kids with things like the Drag Queen Story Hours or social lessons in schools. Teaching a lesson to kids that they can be any gender or even choose a gender. It's a bit of pressure. But if you're a parent, it's an opportunity to teach, really. You know, now, unfortunately, our culture has already done most of the teaching. And sometimes that's great. Sometimes it leads to your kids yelling at you when you express something that's not exactly politically correct. That's the world we live in today, and that's the challenge that you face. God gave you that child to raise, and I believe you're always up to whatever challenge comes your way, including that. As for the adults, you do what you do. If you are for this movement of change, march, hold events, get your word out. I truly love the freedoms of speech. But remember, those same freedoms extend to people with opposing views. I don't know why that is so hard for so many others to understand. Because of that, we will never, ever, you will not see Proud Boys reading to children. Well, I don't think they even want to, and I don't want them to either. But when you bring up something like that, then you're tempting cancel culture. If we, you know, if we didn't like a TV program, for example, we change the channel, but when the left doesn't like it, they combine their resources and they do what they can to get that canceled. I don't think they should have Proud Boys or Mega Story Time, but really, what's the difference if we go out and promote adult social issues to kids? Me, I say keep all the adult issues out of kindergarten and grade school. Let kids be kids. They have plenty of time to deal with such serious, unfun things like politics and sexual orientation later in life. And really, the less we have to deal with them, the better. I would give anything to extend those carefree, worry-free times of my youth a few decades or so. Kids are not supposed to worry. But there's a big difference in what some people, the folks on the progressive left, consider acceptable for kids and what we've always believed. But yes, there are parents who do want their kids to see grown men dressed like Dolly Parton on steroids, and or they want their kids to consider changing their gender. If adults want to go to adult-themed shows, fine. Really no reason young kids need to know about it. It's just me saying here. I mean, I know people are passionately opposed to thinking that way. Like the person I talked to a couple of days ago, I have this interesting conversation with a friend who can't understand why anybody would be against what she calls such an innocent thing as drag queens reading stories to kids. She says, John Potter, those events are not recruiting. They're a chance for kids to hear about inclusion. And they're wonderful opportunities for parents to bring their kids to see someone who may be different. I said, well, honestly, you don't need a drag queen story hour for that purpose. All you need to do is walk down the street and look around. Everybody is different from you. And I think kids already know that. They understand that. And I said what I usually say. I said I preach tolerance over acceptance. She goes, but we have to show acceptance. They want to feel safe. Well, they're manufacturing their own fear. Nobody is out to get them. Most people don't care. Even 40, 45 years ago, we didn't care about Boy George. But then again, he didn't target kids. What we do care about are our children and our society. And love and acceptance is usually a private thing. A reasonable person might think, I'm proud of my life and I'm proud of who I am. I don't need to march through the streets to justify or affirm that on Pride Month. Again, this is another view, and we ask you to show the same tolerance for us that we have to show you. But if you want to be accepted like everyone else and basically be left alone to live your life, live a life of peace, you wouldn't have to march. You do what you do. But for many of us, you can't force us to applaud you. And if somebody says they don't like your ideology, that's not a threat. Though many on the left usually say it's a threat if anybody disagrees with their point of view. That's the world that we live in today. You were never denied the ability to live how you wanted. You were denied the ability to redefine our institutions based on those choices as you should be today. I don't think we need to bang the drum too loud for anything except the most dire needs that we all have. My feeling is everybody ought to be liked and loved and respected and all of that. But there is a point when it crosses over to advocacy. Will law survive, really? It's small potatoes in the big landscape of life. And you may disagree, okay? And I'm willing to talk to you. Or if you do agree, you can call us too. 775-884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:49.
The FM new News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, folks. Before I forget, don't believe what you see in cartoons. No matter how hard you throw a toilet plunger, it won't actually stick to somebody's face. Don't ask me how I know this. Yes, rough week at home. I'm John Potter.
Kathy missed.
What's that?
Kathy
missed. Kathy missed. She is so mean to me.
Well, that's okay, elder abuse, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. That's right. I'll give her a lecture when I get home. I'm John Potter. Okay, we offer those Donny Osmond tickets. A very difficult question. What was it again, Craig?
It was Donnie had a TV show with one of his siblings. All of his siblings appeared on the show, but only one was in part of the name of the show.
Oh, Floyd.
Yeah, wrong. Yeah. We had lots of people text in Marie, which is correct. Nobody text. Oh, wait. I have one here that says the Partridge Family.
See,
yeah.
Now that doesn't surprise me. I'm sorry, folks, but
they went to Retro TV and watched it. So
that's right. Been a radio while. I know some answers can be interesting. Well, okay. So the two tickets are called for.
Well, yeah, both pairs of tickets are called for. I'm still waiting on the contact information for the second set, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
Paul. Awesome. Paul, thank you. You are a winner. We do appreciate you. Appreciate
Great.
You being a loyal listener.
Great, and thank you, Craig, for spending all night last night thinking up the toughest possible question.
I couldn't get to sleep. I was just tossing and turning. I turned
Why?
The air conditioning down.
Oh, because of the question.
Because of the question, yeah. It was just, I had to think about
it. I put a lot
it.
Of pressure on my producers. So.
Yeah. Oh, so speaking of questions, we have a little feature we haven't done in a while on our website that on the 99.1fmtalk.com and 92.3fmtalk.com websites. That is a poll question of the day. So I'm putting this to you, John. For next Saturday, come up with a poll question to put up there for our listeners.
For next Saturday?
For next Saturday.
You want me to put up
Think
up the question?
Yeah, think up the question, give it to me sometime during the week, and yeah, we'll put it up on the website and see what responses we get.
Okay.
I know, that's going to burn some brain cells trying to figure that one out.
Well, yeah, we're radio people. Come on. If we were smarter, we'd be an engineer or something.
Yeah, if you were smarter, you wouldn't be in radio.
okay.
Money, radio doesn't pay.
Okay.
Neither does television.
Donnie belonged to a family. What did they... Okay. Seriously, I will think of it, and it will be up for grabs on next Saturday morning when we also... As Craig lined up, thank you, Craig, a legislator to be on the show next Saturday. This is all important because the legislature is in extended session over this stadium idea in Vegas, which, by the way, stupid idea. I have to give my 2 cents on this. I don't want to sway any legislators, but my goodness, I worked in Vegas 10 years. You're really going to destroy the beautiful Tropicana Hotel casino, which I just stayed in a month ago, and it's still, to me, it so impressed me when I lived there in the 80s and 90s, but huge towers.
Yeah, my understanding was that they offered it up.
That's a tragedy, I tell you. For a base, for what? I don't even know. Football? Is it football
or baseball?
It's baseball stadium.
New home of the Oakland A's, moving from Oakland down to... So we'll get both Oakland teams in Vegas.
See, we whine in Reno when old favorites are taken down, and here in right. Vegas, the Tropicana, the second oldest casino, I believe, in business in the state of Nevada.
Yeah. I was downtown when they downtown Reno when they imploded the Mapes. Mm. That was
yeah, and they
that
said,
was heart-wrenching.
"Well, we had to." Oh my gosh, asbestos and all BS on
and
that.
And now
I'm
it's
sorry.
The Believe Plaza. That's nothing has been
oh,
built
yeah,
there since.
Yeah.
It's just
It's for homeless skateboarders. But anyway, now don't get me started on the Mapes, but I'll tell you, I lived in Seattle and I saw them take buildings down to the bricks. That's all. And they had wood holding up the bricks after they dug out the innards, and they rebuilt these buildings from scratch. All that is the same from the way they were before is the brick wall. They could have done the same thing. Well, it would have cost a lot of money, sure. But, and I love that right after they destroyed the Mapes, then the city government, you know what I feel about the city government.
Oh, yeah.
City government says, oh, we need a tower for our offices. That would have been perfect. And it would have really kept Reno the Reno that I personally love being here most of my life. Well, okay, we reached the end of the show. Thank you so much for putting up with me, folks. I hope I didn't tick off people too much.
I haven't got any calls saying so.
Okay, well, I have a reputation for ticking people off. That's why I'm unemployed, but I love coming here every Saturday. I really do appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be back next Saturday, 9 to noon. It's been a pleasure. Tough times never last. Tough people do. I'll see you later.
You're fired!